You're happy in the morning, but now you're feeling blue. Come on and set your arse down and have yourself a brew. You walked here from Killarney, and now you know it's true. You'll suck the cock of an Irishman before the night is through.
It's another day, it's another day, it's a Saturday, and that's episode 159 on the Cocktail Hour, coming to you from sunny Southern California on April 27, 2024. Gentlemen, how the hell are you?
Good. Old. Oh, Danny's feeling old today.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's Kelly's fault. I was doing fine. And then Kelly going, did you shave? And I'm like, no, I didn't shave. And he just saw me last night. But anyway, the sun is coming through my, you know, studio here. Yeah. And my gray beard with the sun looks like I have no facial hair. And then I realized that I'm a lot grayer than I realized.
My beard is really gray. My goatee, yeah. Mine looks like hoarfrost, you know, Central Park.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me put this box of Kleenex down and stop crying for both of you.
No,
talk about because of our gray hair.
Yeah. You got gray.
I don't have any hair. It's all gray. And if I grew my beard right now, it's Santa. I mean,
is that right?
There's no color in it at all. I'm just meant to be fucking Doc Brown.
But see, the reason though, John, is like both of you, you guys are not young. You're old people, old spirited people. I'm a young spirited people.
That's true. Right? That's true. It must be really crushing for you to feel your age because
yes,
you're still, you know,
spry.
7'15" at heart.
Yeah.
Old. Well, old.
Yeah.
I want to be 15, but I really, you know, I'm probably about, you know, 70, 78.
Yeah. That's your old. Biological age?
That's my mental clock. I'm just like, you fuckers, get off my lawn. That's where I am.
And you're talking to the crows.
Yeah. I like the crows.
No, he's talking to his own family.
Yeah. Get out of here. Get a job.
I raised you and I leave, you know.
Yeah. No, they did. I mean, shit, they're gone. They're gone, man.
Yeah.
Everything's
fast,
gone
too.
Yeah. They did. They got the out
kids,
of there quick.
The dog, it's all gone.
So what are the good things of being 15? John, think of when you were 15. What, name one good thing about it.
getting up every morning and nothing hurts.
That's a very valid one. What
about
you,
top five?
People didn't treat me with respect, and I squandered my youth by not learning a fucking thing. You know, I wasn't practicing the guitar or learning woodworking or, you know, how to weld or anything that I wish I had done. I was mostly just, you know, forced to perform in school. You must get good grades. And nobody realized that, you know, grades weren't really my thing. You know, I don't really, you know, that grades, who gives a shit about grades? I had pretty good attendance, you know, didn't skip school, didn't break rules, things like that. Just didn't get good grades. Being 15, I mean, you could set out on your own, you know, I mean, you didn't have a car or that kind of stuff, but if you wanted to, you know, we were in small towns, there were places you could walk.
Yep.
Friends you could go see by foot, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I biked a lot. I was on my bike constantly, like everywhere.
The problem with my hometown is there's not 1 mile of straight road. I mean, it's all up and down, and, you know, you live at the bottom.
Why is that a problem?
Because you don't want to
kill people.
You can't ride your bike up a 60-degree incline.
Right. See?
That's hard.
Going down, you know, it's no problem. I can ride to the bottom of the hill and, you know, that kind of thing. But when I get to the other side of Cedar Valley Road, then it's up. You know, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nah.
I should have ridden my bike more. But, you know, we also didn't have, like, sidewalks or bike lanes or things like that. It was just highway. Yeah, I know. But, I mean, there was no, like, two-lane road with maybe a 35, you know, mile an hour speed limit, and everybody is on it to go to school or work or whatever.
Right. And
you got to try to ride right on that little yellow line. And on the other side of the yellow line is just gravel and a drop off and, you know, broken glass and, you know, so you didn't want to go on those roads. And yeah. You know, where I lived on just a neighborhood street, but there was a big road kind of at the top there. And then you go across the south side parking lot and there was the Volunteer Parkway, four lanes, you know, with a median in the middle. And it was, you know,
yeah,
it was a big road and you could ride on it. There was no rule, but why the hell would you want to ride on that
road? How big was your town? That sounds bigger than mine. We didn't have four lanes anywhere.
Oh, yeah, no, we're about 33,000 people.
Oh, no.
That's and then when small. When the racetrack came to town, we were 193,000 people.
Of the finest human beings you will ever meet.
Oh, yeah, the plastic jugs of beer. Yeah, you know, they, it went from, you know, kind of just a simple race car track to like a bigger one, you know, when I was in high school. And then it would just, now it's like this monster thing. And I don't even know how anybody can live there. But there was a little motel across the street, you know, like five units built in, you know, 19 asbestos. And it had a little beer store in front. And so if you bought the beer store, you'd have the beer license. That was actually the closest beer store to the racetrack, right? And my dad was looking at that. He was like, wow, you know, I could buy this place and, you know, have this beer store and all. And it's just, you know, my family, we don't invest in things or take chances or any of that kind of stuff. But how cool would it have been to run the beer store across the street from
the racetrack?
The racetrack. You know, guys could just ride their golf carts out of the parking lot, walk across the four-lane highway, and I would be selling milk jugs of beer.
How does the beer
they were actually look like milk jugs? They were big.
You were not allowed to take glass into the racetrack.
But what beer brewer makes plastic bottles?
None. This is, think keg and
draft.
Think keg and empty milk jug.
Yeah, you just go in
the day before. Wow. You're just filling up the cooler in the back of the store with milk jugs of Miller Lite and Miller Regular, Miller High Life. What do you want, fellas? Diet or normal? And then, shit. I mean, you make a fortune just beer in a jug.
But pretty watery beer, right? I mean, kegs are I always find are a letdown. They don't really. There's no flavor.
The thing about beer in a jug is that it's still beer. And if you're paying, you know, back then $5 for a beer, but I will sell you across the street $12 for a milk jug of beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess I could kind of upsell it. And here's a cheap ass styrofoam cooler and some ice to put your beer in as you put it in the back of your golf cart as you drive across the parking lot and walk proudly in to the stadium with no glass items, you know, you're all set.
And also because you can see how much is in there, right? Mm-hmm. You kind of have to like, oh, I got to finish this. We can't leave this much in the bottom. We got to finish this.
Yeah.
Right? More, which is another glass and a half.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, wait, I think that was pee. You don't know.
You know, it's funny is American beer is so weak compared to Canadian beer. Like an American beer, like a Coors, it's like water compared to a Molson or a Labatt's Blue. Just really weak, watery.
You know, I'm not going to fight you on that, but I think it's a sad commentary on just America. You know, everything is a little weak these days. Our morality, our patience, our whatever. I mean, you know, we are the beer we make. There's better beer out there.
Yeah.
You know, some of these little craft breweries that, you know, they make some good beers. I won't get them. You know, I like some of them. But then if you start putting grapefruit juice in your beer, I don't want anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's especially the draft, American draft.
Yeah, why'd they change it?
So watery. It's just nothing.
You know,
but I'm Canadian, and Canadian, you know, we had beer.
Do you remember what the Canadian alcohol was? It higher alcohol content?
I believe it was like 5 average, you know?
Yeah. So I remember when we all went to Utah that time, and they have like 3% alcohol beer or something.
Oh, yeah. Because it's less of a sin then.
Well, yeah, Joseph Smith, you know, commanded that.
No, it's in the Bible, you know.
The Mormon Bible?
No, I don't know.
Thou shalt not have more than 3% beer.
It's actually in the book of
Thy sister will
Corona,
not be.
The book of Coronathus, right?
The Mormon Bible is called the Mible.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand.
Or the Bible, or the quadruple Bible, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as many as you can get.
I don't understand how a religious organization could change the alcohol content of your state's beer. I mean, that's really something to focus on. Let's, you know, you want to end homelessness, or should we use the money of the Mormon Church to teach people better math or something like that? No. We just need
Anheuser-Busch
to add more water to it.
We're going after the beer. That's what we're going to do.
Well, that's like, it's the church kind of that, it's that mentality, and it's the religious right that has a bug up their ass about abortion here. The church causes all kinds of problems.
I know. So that's why I need to start my own.
Going back to the beer. Yeah. Well, like, okay, you're talking about Canadian beer, right? But also we had obviously European beer that came over.
Yes.
So when and who decided like, nah, we're not going to do this European or Canadian beer that's been around a lot longer.
Wait a minute. Have you guys driven by that beer factory out in Irwindale, you know, when you're going out to the desert and you're going through Ontario. Yeah. And there's this
Miller one.
Yeah. There. I mean, how many people work at that plant? Thousands of people. I mean, those places are pumping out. I mean, I forget how long it takes to make beer, right? You can't just do it overnight, right? It's got to percolate a little bit, but I'm sure that they have. How long does it have to stay in this tank before it's technically become beer? We're going to strain all the seeds and roots out of it and then put it in that can. I mean, it's just about beer for the masses. I mean, I can't imagine that if you're in Germany, you know, on a regular Thursday, not during Oktoberfest, they're not selling cases of cheap beer to Germans. Those guys are going somewhere and they're getting a liter of delicious whatever beer made by a master craftsman. We're drinking 14 on Saturday.
Yeah, and we do treat it like water, whereas it's like almost like a meal or a savored wonderful wine in some of those other places. Not that Canadians don't guzzle their beer. I don't mean that, but
it's got
body to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. So it's strictly a commerce decision. Like, okay, you know, yes,
everything is a commerce decision, man.
When did this happen, though? That's what I want to know. When did taking European beer?
Charles Golden, wasn't that the guy that did Coors beer? You know, the Golden Company. I mean, they used to have those ads on TV.
Budweiser been around or whatever.
I mean, they've been around for a long time. But wouldn't it make sense to say, what's the cheapest beer that people will drink that I can sell for the most money?
Right.
You know?
At the highest volume, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So if I sell a 12-pack for $18, you know, and I have $6 a beer in it or $3 a beer in it, I mean, the suits are going to say, well,
your
$3
margin
one,
Yeah. But it sells like crazy still.
Yeah. But, I mean, it sells like crazy because it's kind of a team sport. I read the other day that Modelo is the most popular beer in America.
It is. That's what I've heard, yeah.
And why is that? I think
it's
might
got
be
more.
Isn't it a little cheaper
than an American beer?
Yeah, I mean, if you go to the store, isn't Modelo the cheapest one of all the
Where's that made?
Beers? Mexico?
Mexico. But I think it's also, it's got more body than an American beer. Doesn't it?
I don't
know. A Dos Equis, for instance, is a
the color is a little darker, but I mean it's still, you know, is it different than a Sam Adams or a Yingling or something? I don't know.
I'm wondering if it is because it's cheaper, you know, and also too because it is an imported beer, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, Modelo Especial took over Bud Light's top spot in the U.S. beer market in May, and this is May of 2023. And it's held on to the title ever since. So Bud Light, they did that thing where they promoted those gays and they lost out.
Oh, it wasn't just the gays. It wasn't just them.
It was the trans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just don't be throwing everything on the gays. You know, you got to throw your trans in there every now and then. Make sure it's an even playing field. Right. You know, I don't know. I think you're right. They watered it down to sell more beer, so it's a whole commerce thing. So we don't. So now we've gotten used to, you know,
this, beer. Yeah. So this says Bud Light was well before the Bud boycott. The brand had been experiencing multi-year declines. Meanwhile, Modelo was posting consistent growth.
It doesn't say why.
It was just growing up, I guess. Let's see. A combination of factors have helped Modelo, the growing popularity of imported beer brands, demographic changes.
There you go.
I you know, they're able to make more beer cheaper. Yeah.
So, Kelly, what about alcohol? Like, is there, you know, can like your Canadian whiskey, right?
Yeah. It's known.
Right. But is it better than an American whiskey? Right.
That I wouldn't know. I'm not really a whiskey drinker, so I don't know.
I thought Japanese whiskey was the best.
I didn't know there was such a thing as Japanese whiskey. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. shit. I mean, it's, I don't know.
Costco whiskey is the best.
Yeah. Costco. Yeah. That's I have Kirkland. I have in my cabinet Kirkland Canadian whiskey.
Yeah.
Because the bottle was large and the price was low.
And it's probably made by, you know, some, you know,
Modelo. Yeah, no, that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, you go and you buy this big ass bottle of wine. And the idea is, ooh, this is probably really made by some good wineries. And my Costco membership is really paying off. And you drink it and it's fine. But if you go to a party and you're like, hey, here's my Kirkland Rosé, they'll be like, oh, well, you know, shit, we're all drinking Josh over here.
Yeah.
Well, this is also Josh. It's just in a different label.
Yeah, but you look like such a dick if you do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you be cheaper? And you bring that gallon size of...
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
No, the thing to do is you...
Just keep your Josh's bottles and then just pour it in before the guests get there going, I just opened up a Josh.
Yeah. No, you just decant it. I've been letting it breathe. It's a fine wine. Yeah. Do you want to try it? No, this is good. Oh, yeah. What is it? Kirkland, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Can I interest you in a light colored beer until this gets decantered?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. Like yesterday we all got together and I went to Aldi's like I do to go buy cheap cheese, things like that. And I was looking at their beer selection and they have some normal beers, you know, then they have like Keystone Light and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't really want to buy a case of beer because I'm trying to get trim. I don't, you know, if I have 14 beers in the house, guess what I'm going to be drinking?
Mm-hmm.
14 beers over the next 3 days.
But it's American beer.
Yeah, no, I mean, I won't die, but a lot of their beer is like, you know, this is beer mixed with tangerine. This is, a skunky IPA with what I'm like, how about just
vanilla?
How about just a fucking beer?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not into that stuff either, you know.
Yeah, and when we went to the restaurant at the end of the street, you know, my wife ordered me a beer because she got there before I did, and it was just fine, but it wasn't like, oh, man, this is,
Mm-hmm.
It was just some beer, you know.
Do you guys like the IPAs? I became a fan of those before I stopped drinking. I thought they were, mm-mm. No, you don't, eh?
I find that I never have
any of them.
Yeah, I need the bitter taste. Like as I get older, my taste buds are dying off and stuff. So like, you know, you give me an IPA, I can enjoy that. Though for the past 6 months, I have been a lager drinker. You know, just a regular beer. Yeah, just
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Every time I try the IPAs, I'll try it again, and it's not for me. Mm. You know, but I know people. You know, our friend Dave. Drinks a lot, you know, when not drinks a lot, but when he drinks beer, he always drinks an IPA. And I'm just like, I can't do it. I don't know why. Something about him. I don't know.
I think it impresses people when they see you order an IPA, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. But maybe if somebody pours me a beer and says, oh, this is just a Pilsner and it's an IPA, maybe I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. But it's not that I'm a connoisseur. It's just something about an IPA.
Well, I mean, they definitely have a
taste.
Flavor. Yeah. Yeah. I am. Yeah, right. I wish I had started drinking beer sooner. I didn't start drinking beer until I was 21, and then I was like, okay, I gotta buckle down. and be able to take the flavor, right?
Because I was 21.
Yeah. I was 14.
Yeah. I was good at it by the time I was 17. So,
but here's the thing. When you're 14, 17, 9, you know, whatever it is out there, and you had that first beer, and you had seen people like, oh, yeah, man, I'm going to have this beer. This is great. And then you tasted it, and you were like, this actually is not great. This is not the greatest flavor.
I don't remember that, but
this is no chocolate milkshake.
No, it was not a chocolate milkshake. But
if anything, I didn't want to look like a puss, so I would act like, oh, that's good beer. What is this one? You know?
Yeah.
That's my first one.
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Oh, it came in first. Yeah.
Yeah. It has to. It's on the can. They wouldn't lie about that. Pabst no, it's Blue Ribbon. What I liked about at that age and discovering the beer thing, I found, because, you know, it is an acquired taste, but I did learn the colder it was.
Oh, yeah.
The better it was. So you could deal with that. So, you know, the problem with that is you go to the Piggly Wiggly or wherever, and you get your 6-pack or your 12-pack real, you know, one in the back because it's really cold. So you get that. Well, by the time you're cruising around town down in the beers, which is what we did back when at that age, right?
Drinking
in the car. You just, what else were you going to do? You weren't going to sit and drink. That's what old people did, right? So by the time you got to the, you know, to the 10th beer, it wasn't as cold as the first. So what are you doing? Yeah. You gotta chug it because you don't want it to be warmer, because then you're not going to drink it. Then you got to go back and buy another 12 pack from the back of the rack. So I did learn that in order for me to drink enough beer, one, I had to have it really cold, right? And you had to get in the car and drive around or go out in the country or whatever and just cruise, right?
Yeah.
But we used to get adults to pull for us, you know? Do you know, I don't know, maybe that's a Canadian term. Like, we're underage, so you get your Uncle Dave to pull and buy the beer for you. So we'd always grab some guy in the parking lot. Dude, go ahead, man. And
here's a handful of dirty ones. You'll get us
like sweaty from the pubes in your pocket and stuff.
Yeah.
And but we would do that. And then in the winter, because where I'm from, it was so fucking cold. So someone's parents are going to go out that night. So we'd be like, okay, party's at Terry's house. And we'd get somebody to pull the beer. We'd have a 12-pack, and we'd have to leave it outside in the snow to keep it, right? And we were always watching the clock. And then sure as shit, you know, so many times it would freeze. And the bottles would crack open. And it would just be
that's fucking a sin.
Beer everywhere.
Man. Yeah.
And then, of course, we just ate it like it was a snow cone then, with a little bit of glass. But
yeah, to peel a little bit of the label and the glass off and scrape a little bit out.
Oh, that's the best Calgary export I've had in a while.
The Labatt's.
I drank more beer, you know, earlier, you know, with that 17, 18, 19 age than I did in my 20s, right? And I don't know what, because I moved to New York, so you got exposed to other things more, you know, but I didn't drink as much beer in New York as I did when I was back in the Midwest, right? And I actually didn't drink a lot of beer, you know, up until, you know, I drank more, I'm probably more now than I did in my 20s and 30s, right? I wasn't having it then.
Yeah.
But I drank more wine back then, or I had much more, you know, mixed drinks, you know, that was the thing, man. You went to a party and they would serve mixed drinks. You were at a good party if they served mixed drinks, you know, because the women like that.
Yeah. I was like beer until I was maybe 26. And then I started wine. Like,
you know, when we lived in Atlanta, you couldn't buy alcohol on Sundays. And so we'd have.
Indiana, same way.
Yeah, we'd have people over or whatever. And Sunday was the day you ran out of beer. You know, you'd have people over and you're like, oh, okay, well, now, shit, we need some more beer. What are we going to do? Well, I think I have a couple at my house. Oh, you know, whatever. I mean, it was just, you couldn't get it. I mean, that was it. When I moved to California, I was like, they're selling liquor in the grocery store and I can get beer on the day of the Lord? This is the greatest state ever.
Yeah.
There's freedom.
There we go again. You know, who's making these decisions? The church is making decisions, right, on what day I can buy beer, right?
Yeah,
what,
I mean, it is absolutely the not separation of church and state.
No, that hadn't happened, you know?
Yeah, it's the weekend, and you don't want me to... maybe they don't want me to be hungover for work on Monday. I don't know.
I don't think they care. Is there anything else you can't buy religiously on a particular day, like Sunday or Saturday, if it's the Sabbath?
I don't think you can get a blowjob from a whore on a Sunday.
On a Sunday? Huh. Well, like, is
I've
that
tried, I've what tried
about,
and you...
What about Saturday night after midnight? That's technically Sunday. You can't get it.
No.
Can't get
the shop is closed.
2 a.m. Yeah, no.
The shop is closed. You know. Yeah. Is that part of the union? Is that what it is? It's the union rule?
Yeah, the pimp's gotta get
what
home.
What happens if you're in the middle? It's 11:59 and you know, and you're getting one and the clock hits midnight. Are you like, oh, we're done?
No, you're grandfathered in. Come on.
No.
Grandfathered, the grandfathered blowjob.
Oh, you know. What they probably did is the rate went up, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, it's after midnight and I'm breaking, you know, I'm breaking a law here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm breaking a law. Yeah. The law part is just
yeah.
It's hard being a man, man.
Yeah, it's difficult. Trying to navigate the timing, you know, finding the right lady on that dark city street in Chicago or wherever
and then you have to go to war.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about, like, if I think about movies that have hookers and pimps and stuff like that, it's always this well-lit yet slightly dark street. You know, there's like no businesses or anything. And these women are walking around in sparkly gowns and, you know, big wigs or whatever. And there's a pimp with his fur coat and his jacket. And I'm like, the police are unaware of this? I mean, it's not too hard to pick up that scene.
Well, yeah. That's probably, you know, on the priority list, that's probably pretty low. You know?
Keep the felons all on one block.
Yeah, you know.
It's drugs and...
What's hookers. The paperwork on running in a whore? I mean, that's got to be, you know, what
I remember, like, you watch a show like Night Court or something. It just seems like it's a standard form, you know?
Yeah, but do you really want to spend your time filling out a form running in a hooker when you can?
I mean, she's doing God's work, right? I mean, that's a service. Again, that's the church. That's the church, right? Who's the church to say?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I wanted to shine your shoes, that's no problem. What's the difference?
Yeah.
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 What if I opened up a free hand washing station or $1 for hand washing and the, you know. Yeah.
They're going to shut you down. We don't want your cars cleaned on the Sabbath. You know?
Yeah, you know, that would be a great thing if you go to, like, wherever, you know, Sunset Boulevard or wherever all the hookers and stuff are, and you open up an incredibly similar yet totally legal business. And, you know, just kind of use that to the Supreme Court to get it all overturned.
They're a little busy right now, Supreme Court. They're not going to hear you. They got things they got to.
You know, everything I see says that the Supreme Court is just crooked. You know, Trump. Yeah. Trump's lawyer got in front of them and said, you know, they said, well, if according to the law, if Trump became president and wanted to assassinate his whatever is, would that be an official order? And then he would be, you know, free from any charges.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, maybe. So they sent it back down to, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, shit, what do you have to say in front of the Supreme Court for them to say, well, you know, this actually sounds like a bad idea. Maybe we shouldn't allow this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to bring a case in front of the Supreme Court that says, you all suck and yeah. prove
and
otherwise.
They have to vote on it.
Yeah. Do we suck or not? Oh, yeah.
I dissent.
Yeah.
I mean, I have never sucked.
What if Trump became president and he trolled all the podcasts out there in the podcast verse and then found out that we had said something disparaging towards him and he just wanted us assassinated?
You can't say that to me. You freak my ass out, man.
He would say, no. Who is this Kelly guy? I want to send it back to where he came from.
Yeah.
Then kill him.
He's here illegally, you know.
He'll take my citizenship, revoke it.
Right? You know, good.
You know? He would just do some of those Putin
and my money.
All these planes just mysteriously go down. Oh yeah, this plane with all the people that don't like him. Whenever somebody that he doesn't like is flying from LA to New York, that plane crashes.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Wow. Yeah, I don't understand. Did you read the latest thing today? Is that if he becomes president, he's going to
be dictator for life?
No, he was going to get rid of as much of the federal government as he could. And he was the president of the United States has the ability to fire any civil servant.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Oh, I read that he wanted to take over the Federal Reserve. Just be in charge of that, because that's one thing
that's not scary at all.
No. You want Donald Trump to be in charge of your money.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
those gold bars.
Well, just the thing
that melt them down into toilets all over the place.
golden shitter, you know.
I gotta say, if I went to someone's house and they were really rich and they had a gold a gold toilet, I'd hesitate to shit in it.
You would. You would hesitate.
Dude, it's gold.
Well, you think
here's
not
the, here's the question. Is it made out of gold, or is it just covered in gold?
It's maybe plated.
But I mean, you know, the way he talks about it, he's got a gold toilet. I mean, if you cast a toilet out of gold, I mean that would cost millions and millions of dollars.
And your floor probably wouldn't support the weight.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, so that means that his claim that he's got a gold toilet he's really just got a gold dipped toilet.
Yeah, probably.
You know, plated toilet, or it's, you know.
But that isn't cheap either.
Yeah.
Hey, what's this stuff about? Have you guys been following what they're finding about fool's gold now? It's got some sort of properties or something that I don't know. I started to read it and then I got sidetracked. But something about fool's gold now is going to be worth something, not because of it, like it's gold, but because of the other metallical properties that they have. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool. Because remember, we used to have that as a kid all the time. You get little chunks of fool's gold and you go to your friends and going, look, I got some gold. And they're, that's not gold. You know, what are you looking up, John? You seeing it?
Fool's gold may be valuable after all. After an unheard of discovery, fool's gold, or iron pyrite, a common mineral that resembles its precious counterpart, may be more valuable than scientists originally thought, as it's been found to be abundant in lithium. Lithium is vital to the future development of green energy. This is from Newsweek.
Wow.
Fool's gold has also been found to create a temporary but brief happiness.
Yeah.
Followed by an immediate depression.
Do you think people are still out there searching for gold?
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, isn't there places, is like in Arkansas, right? Or is that the diamond one? There's one of them that I can't remember, but people still go and do that. They go and
I think there's diamonds in Arkansas.
Yeah. But I think there is still places you can go and
like there was a gold discovery in California in 1849, you know, whatever. Is anybody looking in Alabama for gold that they haven't found yet? I mean, are there still like old prospectors out there with their mule and their pan just going to every creek?
Yeah.
I mean, who's looking for gold these days?
Well, there's a TV show.
Oh, yeah?
About that. It's a reality show, and these guys are out, and they have the big dredgers and all that big machine shit.
And they're like out in Alaska or something.
And looking for gold, yeah. And they're characters with bad beards and stuff. And
do they find it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Or are they always just looking?
No, they find it sometimes.
Hmm.
And then they go do the big yee-haw, half an ounce.
I wouldn't mind trying to do it the old-fashioned way. That looks kind of fun.
I did that once.
Well, you did?
When I went hitchhiking when I was 17 in on the Fraser River up in British Columbia. We camped on the Fraser River and we bought gold pans because we thought, let's try gold panning. We might get rich.
Not for
like
beer.
No one had thought of this in the whole history of.
Did it come with instructions?
No, but we had a book, I think. Yeah, we had a book on how to do it.
When hitchhiking across country, one sure way to finance your trip is gold panning.
Don't forget
One
your jugs.
sure way.
Yeah.
And what we
Yeah. Just
did, we
crouch
jugs of
by the
beer.
river and get your feet
So,
wet.
no, listen, we'd pan for gold like all day, get fuck all, right? And then we'd use the same gold pan to eat our mac and cheese out of that we made on the campfire. True. A little bit of sand in it, you know.
And the lead and the paint really
Oh
added to the
yeah.
flavor.
Sure.
Wow. We should do that. Little road trip. Three of us out there old trying to, you know,
Trying
we
to pan
certainly
for
look the
gold.
part of the old, you know, old
Yeah,
guys
yeah.
painted
We
for
just need
gold.
a mule. That's
You
all.
know. I'll bring my dog. It'll be close as we got to a mule.
Yeah. Wow. No, I think I saw something about like illegal ways to pan for gold or whatever. And there's like these things you can put in a creek and you know, like a little system of grates, you know, water kind of curls up and sand falls between stuff. And then you just look and like some of those are, if I remember correctly, some of those are illegal. Like you can't just put these things in a creek. And I'm like, what? You're going to be stealing everybody else's gold downstream? Shit. I
Yeah,
mean,
what's the problem
it's a
with that?
grate. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe it's environmental. Maybe they don't want you getting, you know, some,
You catch a rare fish in there.
yeah, a blue
Oh,
sockeye
right.
trout or something, and then you know, then it doesn't get the spawn or whatever. I don't know, some bullshit, you know. I would like. I think it would be fun to go try that just to see if pan for gold. I don't know why. It just seems like, you know, the
It's
it's like playing
very
the. Go ahead.
relaxing and it's like fishing. It's kind of
Yeah.
relaxing and right brain.
Hmm.
Huh. So unregulated suction dredge mining, which is a gold sluice, harms important cultural resources and state water supplies. It also destroys sensitive habitat for important and imperiled wildlife, including salmon and steelhead trout,
Okay.
California red-legged frogs, and sensitive migratory songbirds. So yeah, recently California closed the suction dredge mining loophole.
Yep. Well, I agree.
Well,
If
10
that
years
that's
ago,
because
but
the that's that also is because of the, you know, church. And because they heard the word suction and they're like, we're shutting that down right now.
that's gonna give
Yeah.
improper
It, yeah.
thoughts. Yeah.
Teenage boys are going to go out there trying to suction for gold. You
See
know what?
late Saturday night blowjobs above. What?
It's all in there in the rule book.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Good
What else we
Lord.
got going?
Well, it's so funny. When we started this podcast, I thought we had to have subjects lined up to speak about and maybe a what's it called?
Land?
No,
Plan?
I forget. What is the thing when there's going to be a meeting and they give you, here's the list of things we're going to cover?
An agenda, an itinerary, you know, a
Synopsis, syllabus.
that's it, syllabus. And I like that one
Okay.
because
Okay.
Sylvester's favorite word.
Syllabus.
Syllabus. So,
Oh, shit.
well, what the hell was I talking about?
I
Come on.
talking about how we were supposed to have topics and we obviously we don't.
And this is what happens when you don't. I start going, well, now what? But it turns out we can just push record and say weasel fart and we're gone.
And we're off to the races,
We're
you
just
know? Yeah. And
tributaries
then
of
and really the climb in ratings shows that. You know, somebody's like, yeah, I'm really what about where can I find information on American beer and Donald Trump sucks and the church is doing something whack?
and
Oh,
painting for gold.
cocktail hour.
Yeah.
That's it.
What's
That's
funny
it.
is, you know that really super popular Smartless podcast?
No.
Nope.
Really? Oh, it's like it's Sean Hayes and
Oh,
Jason
yeah.
Bateman, and
Yeah.
they just sold, they're going on Sirius, right? On one of the channels. $100 million they got. A
How are they?
hundred
Okay.
million dollars.
You know,
Okay. It's that popular.
I watched a minute or two of those and I thought, you know, they're just talking about,
Smartless?
they're just talking about playing golf. I didn't know what the name of it was. I just remember it had the guy from Will and Grace and the guy from Arrested Development and the guy from that movie that I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And the only thing they have that we don't have besides celebrity is guests. People come on and they talk about shit, I think.
Well, $100 million, though. How do you recoup that investment, though? I mean, podcasts are not, I mean, they're not moneymakers. They're not.
No, but they sold it to something else, like Netflix or something, right? So, I mean, they're just going to be on camera. I mean,
how are you going to get your return on your investment?
Well, no, smart. The thing on Netflix is a documentary about it, I think. And they do, they tour, too. They set up like a living room set on a stage in a city, and they sell out like crazy. And they just do the pod. They sort of do the podcast live.
Huh. Well, that makes sense.
We could do that. I think we'd be smart enough to do something like that.
You know, I would be fine with less than $100 million. You don't have to. You don't. I mean, I'll do it.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing. But
I just don't know how you recoup that investment. I mean,
you don't. You can't. I mean,
no. Who? You mean Sirius?
Yeah, if you're paying, somebody says
advertising. That's how they recoup it.
But I mean, how much advertising exactly do you have to sell to get $100 million?
$100 million—that's a lot of money.
No, no. But if they suddenly have the exclusivity, the rights to do Smartless on Sirius, everybody's got to get Sirius now if they're Smartless fans. Instant recoup. I don't know what you're talking about.
I just see
if it's popular.
If I had been listening to Smartless on the platforms that we're on, and then you said you're gonna need to go get Sirius XM in your car or on your phone or something like that, I'm gonna say no. You know, I'll stop listening to that. And
that's you, but there are a lot of people
shit. There's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, we don't need to.
I just think $100 million is a lot of money. And how do you make, I mean, even if you're selling advertising, how much money are you selling a spot for on this? I mean, I don't know how many, what's the listenership? What's the numbers that, you know, Smart Things is doing? So you can charge, what are you charging for a spot on this podcast? Are you charging $1,000 a minute? Are you charging $5,000? I mean, I guess you could recoup your money. I just think $100 million seems like an awful lot of money. And how are you going to get that money back?
That a giant corporation like Sirius probably worked that out. They did the math.
I get it. No,
but how? What would it do?
Exactly. I mean, I just don't know how popular podcasts are in generating revenue. That's all. Unless you are, you know, I mean, what is it? Joe Rogan gets paid a lot of money, and he's one of he's top. But is he paying $100 million over 10 years? Is it?
Here's the thing. It looks like Sirius made a deal with Smartless Media. So it's the podcast they do, but then it's all the other comedy stuff that they do as well. And they've had, you know, Joe Biden and Emma Stone, you know, they have all kinds of people on the show.
Oh, I see. So
it's that kind of thing. But they're
we had Dave on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once.
No, I mean that's what we are. We are really the cost effective version of the same thing. A little bit more boring topics, a little less
DIY podcast.
Yeah.
Push record. Now, Joe? Now?
Yeah. Do you miss hearing three guys talk about shit on the free app? Yeah. There's three other guys talking about shit on the free app.
Yeah.
But I hate Sirius XM. What a pain in the ass. I was in Florida last week and rented a car and it had Sirius. I guess somebody had paid for it and they hadn't turned it off, you know? And Leah couldn't find anything worth a crap on there.
What? I mean,
there's like 900 channels of sports.
Yep.
You know, and I don't care anything about that. And then there's, you know, 70s on 7, 80s on 8, that kind of stuff. Well, I've heard all those songs. Yeah. And then there's Coffee House and, you know, John Mayer channel. And I'm like, I need a little more variety. I just want a radio station.
Yeah.
And that's like the one thing they don't have. It's just, sometimes you want to hear a little 80s and then maybe a little 90s, you know, and not have to flip the damn dial all the time.
Well, they do have or at least they did have, I don't know, you could actually tap in to a radio station, let's say in St. Louis. That was an option. So it'd be whatever it is, W, whatever, blah, 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 right? You could have that. And you could get that local radio station in your hometown.
But I'm not in St. Louis.
No, but if you're from St. Louis, you know, or let's say I wanted to listen, you know, when I lived in Chicago, right, I want to listen to WGN radio. And they you could do that. And they actually, you know, it was part of their selection, right, which was kind of fun because then you got the local news, you got the local weather, you got all that other stuff. But we actually have Sirius, and I actually like it because it's got a couple of cool channels like, you know, BB King's Bluesville, right? Or they'll do a special on, you know, hey, you know, lately I heard, not that I like him or not, but they're doing for a limited time, a Billy Joel, you know, radio, right? Mm-hmm. Which I don't like Billy Joel at all, right?
But just threw up into my throat.
Yeah. But there's sometimes you like when you want to hear somebody like, I don't know. Or Tom Petty used to do a show all the time. Tom Petty radio hour. And he would.
Did he?
Oh, it was one of the better ones because he didn't play Tom Petty songs. He just played the songs that he always liked to listen to.
He's just there with a guitar. Free falling.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Oh, and he was probably had a little tear in his eyes also probably saying, I'm not going to play any disco, man. It's not rock, man.
Well, he's not doing anything right now.
He's trying to rehydrate on the mantle.
Shit.
Well, if he's going to do it, it should be this. We had a wet spring. He should be bouncing off that mantle any moment, you know?
Oh, yay.
How did we get on that? Oh, you were talking about the $100 million for those guys. Yeah, that's just amazing to me, you know?
A lot of money to lose.
That's a lot of money, you know? Wow.
I mean, that'd be some pressure, right? You're just fucking around. You got your own podcast, and all of a sudden, the Mr. Sirius comes in, is like, you boys need to be funnier. We had a deal that you would be funny and we would sign up more subscribers to pay for this money I paid you. What the hell?
I'll bet there are like moral lines you can't cross. Like if they take you because of your smartless typical subjects and podcasts. If you start saying like big racist stuff and that, I'll bet they step.
Yeah, you're
that.
Gone. Yeah,
they would step in. Yeah.
Or what if you forget about awful morality stuff? What if you said, you know, I think Modelo beer is terrible, and then you know you don't know that they're getting ready to launch the Modelo beer channel on number 186.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, how much editing would they?
Yeah, what are the restrictions? Here's $100 million. Oh, and you can't talk about this, this, and this. And I'm like, well, shit. Then we're not going to be funny, you know.
If it's $100 million, I'll do anything they say.
Really?
Weather report, you know?
Wait, so what if they said you need to promote the presidential, you know, victor in 2024? You need to talk about how great Donald Trump is. You need to have him on your show, and you need to really talk him up because he might kill us all.
Just a sec. Let me think for a second. $100 million? Yes.
Oh, well, we know you have a price. Mm-hmm. What about we don't quite give you know the cocktail hour $100 million? How about $100?
No. We can do better than that. No, I would yeah. want
if we were what amount would you feel the pressure, John? What amount?
You know, if you're giving those guys $100 million, I would want $100,000 a year for a 3-year deal.
Each
of us. Yeah. Okay. Fuck these people.
And you mean, and we're as popular as Smartless, you mean?
No. So you buy our entertainment quality. You buy
us what to say.
Our commitment to doing whatever you tell us. And we will be on your exclusive on your platform and go. I mean, how much fun would it be for the three of us to go on tour in like Lincoln, Nebraska?
Nobody knows us, and that's the fun part.
It would be great.
It really would, because you would. I mean, you would go out and be like, you know, last night I went to, you know, Tim Hortons or whatever the hell's in Nebraska. I don't know.
And you just Tim Horton.
Yeah,
I was reading. Tim Hortons is putting on a production.
They're going on tour.
No, I mean, there. I mean, that's what I was reading. I mean, for the people that don't know, I think it's a Canadian donut shop because it was in
never heard of it.
Wayne's World. That's where I learned about it.
Oh, but, man.
Yeah, no, I heard a thing about that this morning.
I think that would be, if anybody would come, it would be kind of fun to watch. Just, you know, welcome, you know, hello, Lincoln, Nebraska. How many people here, you know, were thinking they were going to see, what's the name of the one with Jason Bateman? What's it called? Smart Things or whatever?
Smartless.
Smartless. How many people here to see, you know, what Smartless is? Well, we're absolutely nothing like that. So if you want to leave right now, thanks, but you're not getting a refund. You know, thanks for the $12.95 for the ticket. Right? And we're going to talk about, you know, your local bar down the street, or, you know, do you guys have here in Lincoln, Nebraska, do you have a horse, you know, hooker section of Lincoln? Because we'd like to know where that is. And any frequent, you know, people here?
No, the thing is, we need a little more prep than that. So rather than just ask people live where the hooker section is, we find out in advance where the hooker section is, and we bring a hooker on stage with us at the Red Roof Inn on Highway 26, where our show is taking place.
We bring in Martha.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, maybe she's really a hooker. Maybe she's a great actress. Who knows? No one knows for sure. And she just is up there playing the part.
Martha, is anybody out in the audience a relative? You know, because we don't want to ruin any kind of family things here going on.
Yeah, that's my mom.
No, we just get a pair of glasses that have like the black line on them. You know,
like a stag film.
Yeah, like it's been censored. You know, but they're just glasses, and so whatever you do, they have a little thing there, so you protect her identity.
So your price is $100,000 for 3 years. So you would feel,
yeah, I give, you
feel
I give
little,
you,
would you feel a little pressure though? I mean, come on, somebody's paying you $100,000.
I would, you know what, Danny, I would hope that I did feel a little pressure, because if I'm dialing it in like I am on a Saturday morning here, and that's as good as it gets, that's its own discussion.
We're not growing. No, we're not growing.
But that because we're not growing, we are growing. That's the thing. Our goal isn't to grow, but because we do it, it is grown. So, you know,
it's art. It's art, really. It's what it gets down to.
Please.
We're doing some art. We have to do this.
Yes.
And the community is riding along. We just haven't figured out how to do the money laundering part of art yet. You know, that's all.
It is art. It definitely is art, because if I don't have this consistently, I will creatively shrivel up and die, right?
Yeah,
as an artist.
And I think our listeners would agree. Without us randomly showing up in their podcast feed with no schedule whatsoever, they're going to miss out a little bit on their day. Yeah.
I bet
there might be a bit of a feeling. I can see getting sort of dependent on our podcast, where it's like, everything's okay in the world is if I on Saturday morning the podcast is on. Like, I used to feel that way about when, if I could turn on the TV, like when there's horrible things going on in the world, if I turned on the TV and Carson's on that night making jokes about it, it's not so bad. So maybe that's the people that look at us that way.
Yeah, I think we bring a lot
as of a comfort. Nuclear missiles coming towards my house.
No, I think we bring a lot of comfort to the.
There's a lot of jokes people in nuclear missiles, though. We can make it. We could get some laughs out of that.
Okay, here's the thing. Imagine this: somebody invested in us, and we actually have a place to go together and record this, right? Some chairs and a table and some those
Ooh,
microphones on arms, right?
Don't
like, imagine
get fancy.
That. No, and then we had other people that joined us, right? A guest, you know, and not just Dave. Love Dave. That's great. But I mean, you know, like, what if you had a guest with a special talent or a little infamy or something like that.
Or a urologist who can talk about ED for us and stuff.
Imagine that. Like you have a urologist and he comes to our podcast and he's like, well, you know, erectile dysfunction can be caused by, you know, one of 11 things. And then we take over and say, look, how many times do you have to just really, you know, what if I take four Cialis? Yeah. Does it last four times as long, or is it four times as hard? And then he would end up laughing when it's all
or
said and done.
Four times as big.
Kelly says as he zooms in. Wouldn't that be terrible? Like if that's what happened, like if your dick got doubled in size with every Viagra you take, They would run out of those pills, right? Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell swallow a whole bottle of them.
Mitch McConnell.
No, come on.
You think he's freezing now? I would to experience that once, just once, to have a double sized dick or a triple. Yeah.
What'd you do with it? Just go walk down the street with no pants? Check this out, everybody. I mean, it's a shame not to show it off.
Something like that. Or I'd go wearing shorts with no underwear and sit at the outside of the pub.
I would have to find some sort of utility.
It's just hanging out.
I'd have to have
a utility. Oh, it's hanging. Yeah. It's like an extra phone.
Yeah.
Or a charger for my phone.
The cops come.
You don't think big enough. You just want to dangle it and show it. I've got to have some sort of utility. Like I said, I've got to have something,
Well, you could use it to do drywalling tape and mud or
that
something.
Maybe, you know.
Yeah,
or, it holds the
drywall
with my dick.
Yeah, it holds the drywall in place while you're nailing.
Why? Yeah. It's like a...
Like a sawhorse.
Okay, so Kelly wants to get arrested for indecent exposure. Danny's got some chores. That's good to know.
What about you, John? If you could get a double or triple,
if I had just a monster tool, I would want to go to one of those darkened streets with a ton of hookers and terrify them.
Okay.
I'd want them. I would want them to run in fear. This is not worth $20, and just scare them.
I say that
with confidence because this is not real. I'm not going
to
do that.
I was very surprised to hear this. In Full Metal Jacket, there's a scene, and it's become sort of iconic, where a Vietnamese hooker is saying to them, Miso honey, right?
Okay.
There was a woman on CNN yesterday, an Asian woman, American.
She said people do
that to her. It's like there's some real assholes. She said she can be walking down the street and some guy will say it loud, like "Miso honey," and she knows
that's
it's
horrible
addressed to her. It's just awful.
Well, this is horrible. And
we should have her on the podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Tell us about it. And are you in fact that horny? I mean, is that something maybe?
Oh no, that's
that kind of stuff.
You don't ask that.
Oh, okay, sorry. Do you think you're hornier than white women? How about that? You just really get into it.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
This is why we're not making $100,000 for 3-year deals. This is the kind of stuff. This is holding us back.
If we had a panel of women of all different ethnicities and ask them all those kind of questions, just everything you'd want to know.
Well, that's very
terrible.
We should have an episode where we have a couple of women on and we get to ask them all the questions that we've always wanted to ask. No holds barred.
Right. These are not women we will never see them again.
I have women in my life. I can ask all kinds of questions. See, what questions don't I have?
No. You can't. No. Are you talking about random people and people we don't know? Because I don't want to go and ask.
Questions like, is there too much? Is there such a thing as too much toe sucking? Things like that.
I think we need to work on the list of questions.
On what questions?
I mean, we need to work on the list. I don't.
Sure. And they have to answer.
Well,
imagine if we invited a bunch of moms from our town to sit on a panel for our podcast, and you're like, is there such a thing as too much toe sucking? They would be like, what the hell? Where am I? I thought we were talking about
making
school
pies.
I'm talking about the recent school board elections.
No. Not that damn furniture catechism.
Well, I can see why we're not getting $100 million.
Well, you know what? I mean, maybe that's the next thing. You know, we're creeping up on 160 episodes. Maybe that's the next thing. We're gonna get a little place, build a little studio, and invite celebrities to come in.
I believe that as it is, as we stand, aren't there like about 3 of our listeners that think we're just the shit?
Sure, there's probably more than three, mm-hmm. But we could be giving them more. I'll say that,
Yeah. I was very cool to meet that one guy at a party you had.
Yeah, John's. Jeff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now you're going to have to edit that.
No, I'm going to say Jeff. I mean, who the hell's, okay. You know, nobody
but
knows
his last
name. But it
was so great. He's a cool guy. Really, and there he was. He's like, wow, that guy actually listens to us. It's amazing.
Poor fella.
He's got nothing better to do on Sunday. Wow. All right. With that,
well, this
I
has
think
been
should,
good.
Yeah,
this
I'm
has
gonna,
been a good one. Look at that. Started with not a clue what we were going to do. Record goes and we're off.
Yeah, we haven't done this in a while.
I used to have a little box of cards with questions. John,
that was it. That was
and I was
idea.
So careful. What would be your top album to have on a desert island? And John would say,
cutting edge.
And any genre? I'd say, well, let's specify. It was like, what kind of a freaking knitting show are we doing here?
Yeah, but eventually we got to some sort of dick thing. And that's when we started.
Once we allowed
we went from albums that we want to listen to like, well, what about blow up dolls?
To how to knit a dick sock. Things like this.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, bitches. Well, America, we love
good luck.
Good luck.
You're happy in the morning, but now you're feeling blue. Come on and set your arse down and have yourself a brew. You walked here from Killarney, and now you know it's true. You'll suck the cock of an